talking with Danny Doucette. How's everything going, Danny?
Hey, I'm wonderful, Everett. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm talking to you after all. I mean, you have a new song out there, Feminine Energy. It's coming off an amazing performance of Fire Alarm, which featured Carl Wolf.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. These songs are traveling, and I'm just happy they're connecting for sure.
So what got you teaming up with Carl Wolf? Because, I mean, obviously, he is a writer and the producer on Feminine Energy as well.
Yeah, actually, I write, so it's cool. Carl and I, we work very, like, great together as a team. Feminine Energy came together, like, very cohesively. Like, Carl obviously is a great producer, and he has just, like, a really cool edge to him. And when we get into the studio, I usually bring the lyrical content. So, it, like, I'll do, like, the top line writing, and obviously, if he has ideas, he'll chime in here or there. But he takes mostly the production part of that song in particular, for sure.
So, is there already kind of a beat in place for Feminine Energy, or was this or do you already have kind of a lyrical idea and just had to kind of match it to the beat? Or how does that work with songs like this? I'm always curious.
Yeah, you know what? So it's interesting. We kind of sit there, and I'm trying to think about this one in particular, Feminine Energy. I think he had like kind of the bass line mapped out. And then when I came in, I just kind of sat in and I'm like, Feminine Energy. And he's like, oh, he's like, I like that. So he's also really great at, Carl's really very creative, obviously. And he's really good at kind of like sussing out like a good idea. I can bring a million ideas to the table, but like sometimes it's like, finding that one that connects or might have like a connect, like might translate good as a song, you know? So yeah, I think he had like maybe like the bass line mapped out, and then we finished the production together. Like there's a lot of elements to it, like the choir where you hear like the that was like literally at the end of us listening to it like hundreds of times, I'm like, there's something missing, and I'm like, I just want to add this one part. So we layered the vocals together to make that kind of choir sound, and yeah, then he added it. So yeah, it's pretty cool. We're very much like a very like a great team in the studio.
So what made you decide on Feminine Energy to follow up the amazing performance that Fire Alarm had? And I know people around here absolutely loved that song. So
awesome. Well, that's so cool. Honestly, you know, there's for every one song like everyone hears, there's like 30 that are contenders really. So like we had a bunch of options, and it was really hard for us to choose what we wanted to put out next. Like we actually wrote this one song called I'm the Man, which who knows might be the next one. Who ever knows? But we literally like we fell in love with that song and Feminine Energy, and they're literally like we're just like they're sitting there, you know, and we're like, oh, which one? But we decided to go with Feminine Energy just because of the energy of springtime and summer, and we're like, you know, we could definitely see people just like cruising with their windows down, and I don't know, it just felt like the right song. And it's weird because after we put it out, all of a sudden I just started seeing so many people using the word Feminine Energy, which is how I smashed those two together and made Feminine Energy. But yeah, I don't know, it's weird how that happens.
So you are based in Toronto. What keeps you in Toronto and not maybe trying to explore the US market, whether it be in LA or New York? What keeps mm-hmm. you kind of staying around in Toronto? Because a lot of artists will feel that urge to move to the States or something along those lines.
Definitely. I'm actually in LA quite a bit. I'm in there. I'm going to be there for a majority of June. I did sign a publishing agreement in LA. So yeah, it's actually taking me there a lot more than it used to. So you never know, really. It could be a move. Toronto, I'm close to family. It's kind of the big city of Canada, you know, and I don't know, it's just kind of, it's a stepping stone. I don't know if it's going to be the place where I land forever, but I'm here now.
Music video for Feminine Energy is out and about as well. Kind of, where does the choreography for that come from? Is that something you create? Do you have a choreographer? How's it all kind of blend together?
Yeah, so it's actually really cool. I feel very lucky sometimes, and I'm just like, how do my stars align the way they do? I was thinking about the concept for Feminine Energy, and honestly, I had 4 days to like put it together because the song was dropping on the Friday, and on the Sunday I was like, okay, like I need to create a visual for this. Like, you know, things move really fast, and like it's crazy like all the efforts that go in that are like prior to even releasing a song. And Carl happened to be in Dubai. He was performing with Kid Laroi, so he was really like, you know, he was really busy with all of that, and I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm like, I gotta do this. And randomly this girl reached out on socials. Her name's Madison Rose. She's a choreographer and a dancer, and she was just just like, hey, Danny, if you ever need dancers, hit me up. And I was just like, wow, this is really great timing. So I legit just reached out to her and she was super excited to work on a project. I'm like, yo, can we get this together in like days? Like, I'm like, I have to shoot it. I'm going to book a studio today. I found the studio I want. My videographer, Alex Gayoso, is literally touching down that morning in Toronto and leaves that night. I'm like, I've got 8 hours with him. So it was like, everything was so like touch and go with like timing. And then it just ended up working out perfectly. For the choreographer, Madison took the lead on that. She did an amazing job. All of the girls in the video were honestly just such wonderful professional people. And it was such a joy. That whole day was just the best energy, the best feminine energy.
So I saw you got to perform the song at a fashion show there. I mean, yeah. What is that like in that kind of atmosphere? I've never gone to a fashion show. I don't think I would really enjoy it all that much, but no, really? Never went to one. Not that I'm aware of, at least.
Hey, I'm gonna have to come to one sometime. Yeah, no, it's funny. Fashion has like been ingrained in me since I was pretty young. A lot of people don't know it, but I was 14 and I was discovered like Model Search America style. And I actually started traveling abroad by myself when I was 16, 17. I lived in like around the world. I lived in Germany, Italy, China. I did live in LA for a bit, Miami, New York. And I did a lot of traveling, basically doing high fashion modeling. So it was interesting because, I don't know, they go very hand in hand. Music and fashion are basically the same thing. It's a creative display, you know, like it's a way to show your personality, really. And for me, it was just like, yeah, fashion show is the ultimate place to perform a song because it embodies all of the things that I love. Fashion, music, and I love performing. So it was awesome. Fashion Art Toronto is such a great show, I guess, or event put on in Toronto that really includes all different types of people too, which is really cool.
Well, Feminine Energy is an absolute banger. I know I'm loving it. I know people here are going to love it. Fire alarm. The second I heard that, I'm like, oh, we gotta play this. We gotta play this song when Fire Alarm came out. And people around here love it, at least when there's no fire issues going on up north here in Alberta. But
yeah. You know, it's funny because when we were putting that out, you do like, you know, you tend to look at world issues too. And you're like, oh my, like, is this bad timing? You know, like you never know because you always want this, you know, your song to be heard and not trigger something for people or whatever. You know what I mean? Because like even when Carl and I put that out the first time, like he was super hesitant because of so much going on in the world, you know, war and so on. And we were just kind of like, but I don't know. I just feel like music is that one thing that should bring people together. So that's always what I fight with him on. I'm like, oh, come on. Music's supposed to make people feel good.
Well, yeah. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, Danny.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support on my music. I mean, it means so much to me.